It's time for Breaking Chains with the P31 Ladies Night, where we will have open dialogue with our women on issues of personal, family, and more. It's Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio. You're listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio.
This is P31, ain't it?
Yes, this is P31. Welcome back. It's a blessing. Tonight we are talking about detoxing ourselves and having and to stop chasing the false comforts, basically, you know, stop chasing things that will never actually satisfy us. And we have Pastor Williams on the phone with us tonight on podcast, and it's a blessing to have you, Pastor Williams.
God bless you. Good evening. How are you today? Well, this evening.
I'm doing very well. Very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you. Thanks be to God. So, you know, no matter what we're dealing with, we still have to give God glory, give Him praise. Whether we up, down, tired, weary, we have to remind ourselves what the scriptures say: do not get weary in your well doing. So we have to stay focused into something, because you're saying you're talking about a spiritual detoxing. Wow, you know, we can go on all night about something like that. So, like I told you, this is P31 Ladies Night, and it's a blessing to be able to come on with you and be able to share on this with you. I think what needs to happen, let me publicly say some things, if it's okay with you, Elder Kennedy, that I can say a couple things.
Please.
You know, this is Ladies Night. So we're definitely, I got to put this out publicly and openly. This is a ladies' night. This night is dedicated to our sisters in Christ. Also, but it's dedicated to the woman, period. No matter where she finds herself in life, she always will and be looked at as a P31 woman in God's eyes. No matter what anyone makes her look like down here on earth, God still views us as apple of His eye. So apple is a beautiful fruit. So you know what I'm saying? And we take and we disgrace an apple because we said that there was the forbidden fruit was an apple. And that is not the truth, because the forbidden fruit was never named an apple. So that just goes to show you the falsehoods of man's lies. And what I want to say is, this being a P31 Ladies Night and Thursday being dedicated to our brothers as men of valor, we change things around and we interact together now. We don't want to show any separation in family and into a man and a woman. So we have to come together once again in even what we're doing on these nights. So that's why the decision was made to change the shows around. The doors are open for everyone to come in, and I just felt it in my spirit that this is what the Lord is leading me to say openly and publicly to everyone. This ministry is not about talking to the ones that are saved and Holy Ghost filled and living their life Christ-like. This ministry is built for people that are looking to be Christ-like or in search of how to change my life or to get off drugs or get off the streets or to stop being an adulterer, a covetous person, or a liar, a murderer, a thief, or anything that is forbidden in God's eyes. We are going after the lost out there, brothers and sisters. I'm going to honestly say this, and you know, it doesn't matter if I offend you, because our ministry is not built on sugarcoating and easy words. We come out of love, strictly out of love. God tells us to love others as we love ourselves, but as He has loved us. So that means that we have to give you unconditional agape love. So our hearts are strictly out of love. But I will say that we need to change what we're doing and how we're living. We need to stop being so worldly and get back to being godly. We have to stop being so demonic in tongue and feelings and emotions, because whatever is in your heart, so that a man speaketh. So you are speaking evil, covetous words and damning evilness towards one another and people of different nationalities and origins and creeds. Listen, there are things that are an abomination in front of God. What you're doing is an abomination too. There's no sin greater than the other. Mm. All of us fall short of the glory. It says all, not some. All. So what you think that somebody else is doing, you are being just as damning by being judgmental towards them for what they're doing. So you are just as sinful as those. Okay? So all I'm going to say to you is that I'm not here to be, this type of person that is going to lie to you about what my position is before God. My life depends on what I do in this ministry right here. And yes, I'm being very voiceful tonight. And I'm being this because I am at a point where you can't even call in and talk about what is ailing our city, our state, our country, our world. But you would get on Facebook, Twitter, and all of these social medias and be demonizing in words and feelings placed into a screen that the whole world is reading and seeing, instead of calling on the name of Jesus and allowing God to come into your life to just bring this feeling out so that it can be discussed. That's what a podcast is. It's a podcast. That means that it is a podium for you to cast your cares out. That's what our podcast is about.
Mm.
You understand? That's all it's about.
Yeah.
Cast your cares upon the Lord. We are put here to be stewards and servants of the Lord. So that means that we are here to help you clean up your life and to get your mess straight just as well as us. We come together to share our feelings and come together in conversation and prayer so that we can move forward in the positive things that God has in store for us. And we have to stop being so negative and being demonic towards each other, because no matter what you say, the things that you're doing towards one another is of a demonic spirit. It is a spirit that is overtaking, and you act as if you don't know how to get rid of it. So since you don't know, you need to stop rejecting the knowledge that is put out here for you for the free, for the education and the edifying of the uplifting and the understanding of what the kingdom of God is all about and what he's trying to do in your life. Allow people that have and been called, anointed, and ordained of God to help you to get back on the right path and on the right track of your life. It's time for you to put away all of this nonsense. It's time for you to say enough is enough of all this nonsense. Stop blaming Donald Trump. Stop blaming Barack Obama. Stop blaming every senator, congressman, and everybody around you, and get up right now and go and look in the mirror and take a look at yourself and see what is it that you are not doing to make your home, your community, your church, your city, your country, your world a better place. Once everybody gets to the decision and start holding themselves accountable, then we'll be able to help each other to move forward, no matter what color you are. Because if you plan on going to the kingdom of God, ain't no such thing as color, but the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. That's it. That's it. So it's time for you to get your mind right. Stop focusing on men that are kneeling and expressing themselves in a way that you feel is not right, or you feel that it is wrong. Listen, if you have a problem with something, you pray for those people and you take it to God. Stop putting your bad mouth on everybody. The Bible tells you to pray for your leaders and those in charge. It don't matter how you feel about them. If you are a Christian and call yourself a child of God who accepts Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you should be praying for this man and these men and women run this country and this world. That is your ordained duty. That is your calling. You are ordered and demanded of God to do that. God gave you ordinance and commandments to follow and to lead your life by according to his word. And you need to get in order with that. I need to get in order with that. We all need to get in order with that. Young adults talk is not just for children. Young adults talk is for everyone that walks on this earth, because everyone is a child of God. So you still young in his eyes. No matter how holier than thou you think you are never know all the majestic majesties of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord God, who sits on high. So you need to stop acting like you are so much above everyone else that's walking around. I don't care if you are a billionaire. If you're a billionaire and you bragging about it, help everybody in this world. Get off your do nothing and do
Amen.
Something.
Amen.
As the leader of this ministry and the shepherd of this flock, I have the authority and the demanded power that God has given me to take back what is mine and to stand as an intercessor and stand in a gap for the people of God. And I am going to do it. If you don't like it, leave. Leave. You don't have to get involved. But do not put anything damning or demonic towards us and God's people anymore. We have had enough. We don't have to do anything to you. We don't have to speak against you. Matter of fact, we're going to continue to pray for you and ask for God to open your heart and your mind to him in the name of Jesus. That's all we're going to
Amen.
Do for you. If we see you broke down or hurt on the side of the road, God knows he's going to cover us and we're going to help you.
That's
I don't
right.
care that you put my, I don't care what you have done. I don't care what it is that you are doing right now. If God forgives you, I'm going to forgive you. Just be respectful in what you're doing. Respect the people of God. Stop being disrespectful because God is about to get you. He's about to punish you. He's about to show you that he is God and we are his chosen people. Do you see how bold I am speaking to you, Satan? Do you see and hear how bold I am speaking to you, Satan? You have no authority here, Satan. No authority. We are covered in the blood of Jesus, been covered by the Lamb since he shed his blood at Calvary. The blood ain't never lost its power. So stop acting as if we don't have power over you. You were defeated. We are victorious because what Christ did on Calvary and came to hell and defeated you. We know this. We live by this. We understand this and we live accordingly to this. We stand on the word of God. We are not perfect. We are striving and trying every day to be Christ-like, to live Christ-like, to do his work, to do his will, and to carry out his will that he left down here for us to do. We have an ordained, ordered authority to do the work of Christ right here on earth. We are his body. We are his hands, his feet, his eyes. We are his mouthpiece. We are his vessels. And we stand proud of it. We will not deny him. We will not be any way turned or compromised anymore. Take this day right here on the 27th of this day, of September 2017 to tell you that we're done. We're done being compromised. You don't have to be a part of Young Adult Talk at all. But if you do, you need to come in knowing that we stand on the gate. We're sitting on the wall, got our eyes open, and we are covered under the wings of God with a hedge of protection around us because we stand boldly and firm on the word of God. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So trust and believe. Trust and believe. Women, this is your night. Stop being afraid to stand up and be women. Stop trying to take my role as a man. It will never happen. You weren't built to do it. If you would stay in your place as a woman of God, you will see the men of God overshadow you and love on you, and you will have your chosen man, your chosen Adam in your life. Men, if you would just stop being so hard and being real from your heart with women and everybody and stop being somebody that you're not. A man that finds a wife finds a good thing and favor with God. You will receive your blessing. Women that are trying to be men, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Men that are trying to be women, leave it alone. It's an abomination before God. It's an abomination before God. If you don't believe what I'm saying, pick up the Word of God. It's called the Holy Bible. If you didn't know it, that's what it's called, the Holy Bible. Pick it up. Read it. But if you want to see if you are guilty of sin, turn to the book of Revelation and read about these end days. If you are men being lovers of men, if you are women being lovers of each other, or you are lovers of ordinary, materialistic, everyday, ordinary, false gods, you are an abomination before God. But remember, there is no sin greater than the other. If you're sitting up talking about us right now and asking who do we think we are, you are sinning before God.
My God.
We know we don't think we're someone. We know who we are. We're children of God. We're called and ordained. It Marines stole it from us. All are called, but few are chosen. What I mean by that, the harvest is plentiful. But the workers are few.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The workers are few. The workers are few. The workers are few. We are working right now. When God tells us at night, we should be resting. But we're doing extra work in the kingdom of God right now. So we're working still. We've been working since 6 this morning. We started our day off praying around the pole at John L. LaFleur High School in Mobile, Alabama. So am I long-winded? I should be resting. I don't get up early all the time. I get up early, talk to my Lord, and go back to sleep. But listen to me. Honestly, I had to throw some humor in there so I can just ease your tension a little bit. Listen to me. My name is Roderick H. Williams. I am the pastor of the Young Adults Talk Family Ministry. God is the founder. I'm not. I'm just the overseer on earth. He is the chief priest. I just happen to be the overseer down here for his ministry. Okay? We're here to help the widows, the orphans, the lame, the sick, the ones that can't help themselves. That's what we're here for.
My Lord.
We're here to be their voice. We're here to help to teach them the Word of God. We want to show them the Word of God by an example through us. So what I'm saying to you is that we are in the four walls, but we are outside too. We want to come to a city near you. Those that are listening to this podcast as a download later and all over this world in different countries, that we've been seeing and taking a look at, and we are being heard in so many different areas. We would just like to say God bless you all over this world, all over this world, in South America, South Africa, North America, Canada. We want to say God bless you. We want to talk to you and say God bless you in South Korea. We see you. We see you reaching out to us. We want to send blessings to the people in North Korea. We pray for you over there. You know, we pray that the Spirit of the Lord would touch your leader. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord would touch all the leaders of this world, touch their hearts. I prayed for that this morning. I meant that. We need a shifting to take place in the earthly realm. We need the Lord to let His Spirit be felt right now in the name of Jesus. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We're not ashamed to preach the gospel of Christ. We're not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus. We're not ashamed of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed of God who created the heavens and the earth, the great I Am. We're not ashamed. We're not ashamed. We're going to stand until God calls us home. We're going to stand. We're going to stand. Brothers and sisters, we're going to stand. You don't have to stand with us because God be for us, so who could be against us? And Lord knows I say it don't matter that you're against us because God be for us. So we're going to stand. We're going to stand with you out there, brothers and sisters of Christ, who accept God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's what we believe. We don't care that you atheists hate us or don't believe that. but you call yourself an atheist because you know that there is a God. Why would you call yourself something if you didn't think, even just having the thought of knowing that something does exist? So why don't you come into the realness and the truth within your own self? Just because you're calling yourself that gives you a thought that something does exist. So why don't you finish doing your research and see what it really is? See what it really is. You Satanists out there, God just have mercy on you. God have mercy on you.
Have mercy.
God have mercy on you. Have mercy on them, O Lord.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
Forgive them, O Lord, for they know not what they're doing. Lord, just touch them. Touch their hearts, Lord. You Satanists out there. You Nazis.
Yeah.
You white supremacists. You Ku Klux Klansmen. You black racists. You evil people. You evil people out there that don't believe in nothing but the devil. Lord, have mercy on you. Lord, have mercy on you. Lord, have mercy on you. You're trying to divide a whole world because you can't have your way. You're not to have your way. God rules everything. He rules the whole universe. Stop trying to do things that is out of your power, that you don't have power to do. You are tearing lives up, Satan. We rebuke you in Jesus' name because we know at the name of Jesus, you have to flee.
My God.
Lord, have mercy on you out there. Lord, have mercy on you.
Mercy.
I pour out my soul to God for you. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy on you. Lord, have mercy. Donald Trump, let the Lord speak to your heart. Speak to his heart, Holy Spirit. Speak to his heart, Holy Spirit. Speak to the hearts of your leaders, Father God. Speak to their heart, Holy Spirit. Speak to their heart right now in the name of Jesus. Speak to their hearts. Speak to the hearts of the men and women on this earth, oh Lord. 7.7 billion. Lord, speak to their hearts right now, Lord. Let your spirit just rain down on them, Lord. Let your people stand right now. Stand over these demonic spirits. These demonic spirits. Jesus told you that you'd be able to do greater works than he. Men and women of God, what are you waiting on? Use your gifts of the Spirit and do the work of the Lord. Start doing it right now. The Lord forgives you. Lord, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for neglecting to do your work. Father God, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Forgive us. For being hesitant, for being procrastinators, for being stubborn, for being disobedient, for being bullheaded, worldly thinking. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, oh Lord. Forgive us for being double-minded, unstable in our ways, not seeking your face, not looking to you, not calling on your name, not praying to you, not spending time with you. Forgive us, oh Lord. Not studying your word, Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. You are Lord of grace and mercy, and we're truly thankful, Lord. We just give you praise for that, Lord. We give you honor for that. We give you glory, Lord. The glory is all yours. Lord, forgive us. Forgive your people, Lord. Lord, your people are crying out to you, Lord. Lord, I stand in the gap for your people tonight, Lord. We come right now to the throne of grace and mercy. Bow down to you, Lord. We cry out to you, Lord, for your people, Lord. They don't know what to do, Lord. They're confused. They're confused. They're scared. They're hurt. Lord, they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Lord, open up their hearts. Open up their minds, Lord. Open up their eyes to see your light right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, open them up, Lord. Let them hear, Lord. Let them see, Lord. Remove those things that are not of you. Remove them now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We need you, Lord. We crying out for you, Lord. Lord, those that want to, Lord, don't know how to, Lord. They don't think you're him, Lord. They don't think that you're there, Father God. Lord, they still a stubborn people, Lord. We're still a stubborn people. We still bullhead. We still disobedient. We still just like, we still like the children of Israel, Lord. We still going round and round in circles, Lord. And you're right there, Lord. And we act like we just don't know how to get to you. We're waiting on somebody to show us the way, Lord. And the men and women of God, Lord, are afraid. Lord, and you say you didn't even give us a spirit of fear. Lord, so we cast that spirit down in the name of Jesus. Let them stand right now, Lord. Let them stand right now. Let them stand right now, Lord. Give them the strength to stand, Lord. They don't feel like they have the strength. They weak, Lord. Let them give them strength, Lord. Give them some strength. Lord, change their mindset, Lord. We need them to change their minds, Lord. I need you to touch their minds right now, Lord. We know that's where the devil runs rampant. Lord, just touch their minds. Get in their heads, Lord. Put good things on their mind. Let them know that you have a great expected end for them, Lord. You want them to be blessed. You want to open up the windows of heaven for them, Lord. You want to just bless them. You don't want to see them perish, Lord. You want them to come to you, Lord. You still standing there knocking, Lord. Let them hear you knock. Lord, give them the strength to reach and open the door, Lord, to let you in. Help your people right now, oh Lord. Help your people right now, Lord. They're crying out right now, Lord. They're crying in their spirits, Lord. They don't know how to let go, Lord, and just let you have it, Lord. They're confused. They're stumbling, Lord. They're just stuck on self, Lord, because society has stripped them, stripped their minds, stripped their hearts, made them cold and numb, Lord. Give them the feelings of you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit warm them up, Lord. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your arms around them. Touch them right now, Lord. Touch them right now, Lord. We cry out to you tonight, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
hallelujah,
God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, glory to
Lord,
you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, just thank you for giving me the strength to come on tonight, Lord.
Yeah.
To just share what you wanted me to share, Lord, for your people, Lord. Let your will be done, oh Lord. Let your will be done, Father God. Let your will be done. Let your people stand, Lord. Let yours stand, oh Lord. And have mercy on those that stand, turn their back on you, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. We know that vengeance is yours, oh Lord, but have mercy, Lord. We know what your word says, Lord. We know where you're going to send them, Lord. But have mercy, Lord. Lord, give them another chance. We know you are another chance, God. Lord, just give them another chance, Lord. We know you're in the separation business. And we know you're about to do some things, Lord. But have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us all, Lord. Because if you sent your son right now, Lord, no one would be with you, Lord. We all go to hell. Oh, Lord, just forgive us for our sins. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for allowing him to shed his blood at Calvary. Because of his blood cleansing of all sins, the blood never loses its power. And we thank you for it, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, oh, Lord. Bless us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. My redeemer, my strength, my high tower. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Spirit is in this house, oh God. Spirit is in this house. 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 Pastor Williams, I think if it would be appropriate, if it's okay with you, to just take a break for just a moment. And
yes, ma'am.
We're going to ask our listeners and remind you all that you're listening to Breaking Chains with P31 Ladies Night. And tonight we have Pastor William and Reverend Kennedy on the line. Feel free to dial in 858-357-9137. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to a song called Free by Kiara Sheard, and we'll be back.
My Redeemer has saved me from sin. My soul
my mind. comes against it. I come against it with the blood of Jesus. You might as well pass over. I speak freedom in this atmosphere. Oh, yeah.
If you want to be free, if you receive that you are free, if you receive that you are free, I come against every witch, warlock, every demon that is not like God. I come against every force that is not like the God Almighty that I serve, and I speak the blood of Jesus against every attack, against every plan, against every spirit that is not like God. But he has given us the power. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound. I got a sound mind, and I'm speaking in the atmosphere. It doesn't matter what I'm going through, I am free. I'm free. Anybody believe that you're free? You can act like you got it all together if you want to, but the devil, he works. But I know a man named Jesus. He is the living word. There's power in Jesus. There's healing in Jesus. Woman, you can be healed. You can be healed. You can be set free. You don't gotta be an alcoholic like mama or daddy was. You don't gotta be a crackhead. I come against every generational curse in the name of Jesus. Be free. Speak freedom in the atmosphere. You can see. You can see yourself reaching your best ability, your best potential. You can see yourself breaking the curse and birthing something new in your bloodline. Anybody want to be free? Lift your hands and show the devil that you are free. This is our sign of surrendering to you, oh God. We want to be free from homosexuality. We don't want to be like this, oh God. We don't want to have the lustful desires. We want to be free from fornication. We want to be free from suicide, oh God. We want to be free. I cry out for every individual that's in this room. We want to be free, oh God. You show yourself in this room, I believe. I believe the God that I read about every day, the God that I pray to, the God that I sing about. He can bring change in his spiritual realm. And Lord, I say, yes, you have your way. Lord, we welcome you in this place. We want to be free. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you. We don't want to be the same old vessel. God, we want to smell good in your presence. Uncle Charles said, we want to smell good in your presence. God, we don't want you to push us away. We don't want the deaf ear, but we want more of you. Come on, lift your hands if you want more of God. You are the God Almighty.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
We thank God for what has been said on tonight by Pastor Williams. And we're going to close out tonight by saying, stand tall. God bless you and keep you as our prayer.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the P31 Women on YAT Radio. Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.